My Career, the Final Chapter. In October 2006, I received a call from Dave, a friend and ex-colleague. I'd met him when I was with CCH. He worked for a company that was a client of CCH's. We then became colleagues when he moved to Unihold as the chief financial officer, and they decided to invest in our Why Digital Works initiative. It was at that time that I worked more closely with Dave, as he was our main point of contact. We established a sound working relationship and became good friends, even though we did not do much socializing together. I kept in touch with Dave from time to time during my two-year sabbatical, the period from when I left DocuNet until now. Even though I had started Soak Tank Solutions, which was still trading, I had a lot of time on my hands. For much of the year, from January 2006, I'd spent writing this book, and I was about to complete it, or so I thought. I will address this interesting twist a little later. I was, by this stage, pretty brain dead. I needed an intellectual challenge, something new, something that would stretch me. I knew that my destiny was to help greater humanity, based on what Lawrence had told me when he did my astrological chart. He said that the second part of my journey was going to take place within a period of about 8 years from when I saw him in March 2004, and that it was going to be something of a humanitarian nature. He wasn't sure what exactly it was going to be, but it was to help greater mankind. All I wanted to do was to begin this part of my journey, to do something meaningful with my life. But it had only been 2.5 years since I'd seen Lawrence, so perhaps the timing was not right. I prayed for something challenging to do if the timing was not right for my greater purpose. The call from Dave was the answer to my prayers, and is what initiated, unbeknown to me at the time, the final chapter of my working career. Dave had left Unihold to join a relatively young and upcoming company in the telecommunications sector as a shareholder and their chief financial officer some 6 months earlier. The reason for not disclosing the company's name and the true nature of the project that I am currently involved in is due to the fact that we had not commercially launched this exciting new initiative at the time of writing. Suffice it to say, it's a new venture that will have a huge impact on telecommunications in South Africa, and for this reason is still regarded as extremely confidential. When Dave called, he asked if I was still wasting time doing very little with my Soak Tank business. He said they had a new project they wanted to launch. When I inquired as to what it was, he told me that he could not say, as it was too confidential. How do I decide if it's something that I want to do? If I don't know what it is, I asked Dave. This was a classic James Bond dialogue straight out of the movies. I asked Dave to document the type of activities and skill sets that would be required to fulfill the role. A few days later, I received an email from Dave detailing this. I knew immediately that I was going to get involved. You could not craft a better role for me that included all my experience and knowledge of aspects such as sales, IT, legal, contractual, project management, financial, corporate advisory, etc. We then arranged a meeting with the CEO of the company, Alessandro, to discuss the project in more detail. I met with Dave and Alessandro, and as Alessandro began sharing his vision, I got more excited. It was a strange experience. Alessandro and I clicked on a different level immediately. Within 10 minutes, he turned to me and said, "Let's do this together." Which I responded, "Absolutely." It just felt right. We had not even discussed details such as commercial terms, that is, what I was going to be paid, the duration of the project, and so on. But we were already partners in a project to make his dream come true. I was the first employee of his company, which is called DreamCo, and it was my responsibility to start the project and bring it to reality. A daunting task, especially given the fact that I knew exactly nothing about the telecommunications world, a very different world to the IT world from which I'd come. But then again, remember Lesson 85? Be careful what you wish for, as you might just get it. What had I wished for? Something new that would challenge me, something that would stretch me. I was 45 years old at the time and would soon find out that I needed a lot of elasticity in that old body to meet the stretch that this project would require of me. I started on the 1st of November 2006. It entailed a whole new learning curve that was so steep I dared not look down. What we are planning has not been done in South Africa, so I've had to travel extensively internationally to attend conferences, visit similar companies, and meet with prospective consultants and technology partners in order to develop our strategy and business plan. I know that my role in DreamCo is temporary, and that within a year from now I expect to have completed what I need to. Then it will be time to move into the next phase of my life and to fulfill my purpose, a journey I can't wait to begin. Sadly, due to my extensive travel commitments at the time, I was not there to say goodbye to Shayna, who decided to move to London in March 2007.